talk about this thing that's in my brain. It keeps me from wanting to go on, but I want some gain. Maybe a little fame. Yeah, oh yeah.
Everybody, welcome back to the We the Patriots podcast. If everything's looking a little weird, it's because I'm on my way to our new studio here. I got the boys back in here. Say hello, Danny. We got Zach.
What's going on?
We got the new media player going with a little baseball action getting going. So we got everything getting set up here. Look for some paint coming in soon. Probably some artwork coming in soon. Everything is going well, so I hope you guys are enjoying it. So let's get going for the week. All right. So we're back here in our new studio. This is our second time for We the Patriots, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet today, John, for our just regular podcast. And I kind of alluded to it, Andrew and I, last episode about kind of shifting some of our work over to the patron side. And I want to do that mostly for today's episode. And I wanted to kind of clarify what the reasoning for that is. So Danny and Zach, you've both heard of it, and so is, of course, Andrew. But most of you don't know that we received a strike on our channel about, I want to say, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, something like that. When did I say that, Danny? That sounded about right.
When I first heard it?
Yeah, when I told you about it in the first place.
I first heard it on your birthday. Went out for your birthday dinner.
So it was. So that's when it was. What a great birthday present that was, huh? So we got that. I got that for my birthday. And so we appealed it. Andrew and I, we appealed it. We didn't go super detailed, but we said what the truth was. The video had been removed from our channel, I want to say 6 to 8 months prior to getting the strike. And we removed it because we knew it would probably get flagged down by YouTube. We actually removed it from all platforms. And it was when we were doing like heavy, heavy politics stuff. We really didn't even say or agree with any crazy theories, but we did kind of play devil's advocate. And I can understand why it got struck down. It's why we removed it in the first place. So we received a strike on something that had been removed already for months. And we appealed with that message saying that this had been removed for this reason. And we would like to know if there's anything else that we could do to make this better or to fix this or not have this happen in the future. The only message we got back was a robotic response of, yeah, this just meets the standard of getting removed from YouTube. And that was it. So one more strike and we're off. And that's why today's episode is pretty much going to be on Patreon. It's not really because I want to make it a separate thing or make anybody pay for anything, but I'm looking for other platforms. Looking for somewhere to put our show that, you know, I'm not going to make 17 different YouTube channels. If they want to kick me off, I'll find somewhere else that wants me. Spotify has no issue with me. We've received no issue with them. So I'm really hoping that we find something a little bit in the middle, but for now, that's where we're going to go. And if you receive any sort of issue kind of getting video with our Patreon episodes, I'm actually going to be posting them with a private link. You'll get those in an email if you just share me your email. You'll get those, no doubt. So you can reach out to any of our current subscribers. They actually know. They will reach out to you, let you know the process of anything. So go check that out, our Patreon link. I'll put it down here in the description. Fellas, how did you feel about me telling you we got a strike for some bullshit?
You might have to refresh me on why you got it, though.
So this was right kind of when we first started our podcast was – tell me. Yeah?
Uh-huh. I mean, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what the fuck just happened, but we're back. And Zach, to answer your question, so what happened? We were super political in the beginning, so we were kind of started the podcast in the ire of the 2020 election, everything that happened. We brought up the theories that there had been some meddling in the election, some fraud that had happened.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But we had said that we hadn't – and it doesn't matter what way you feel about it. We said – or at least for my part, I said I don't really think that it changed the factor, but I think that any election that you look at, generally speaking, is probably going to have some amount of fraud in it.
Yeah.
And so I think that it got tacked like that. And we also both had mentioned, I believe, on that podcast that we weren't too fond of getting a COVID vaccine, whether it was Donald Trump or Joe Biden that was the president.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that was a political statement whatsoever. That was us just stating that we probably didn't want it no matter what.
So you think it, you got the strike because you were talking about the vaccine?
That's what it said. It said, so you, oh, okay. It said there it was COVID-19 violations.
Oh, so they guidelines. They gave you the guideline that
you was misread information because of COVID-19. And it said that we misread information about the 2020 election.
Oh, okay.
But the
I went back and listened to it, and there was, like I said, like, we may play devil's advocate to bring up the point, but one of us or both of us shot both points down saying whether why it wouldn't make sense, right, if it was an outlandish theory. Yeah.
But the thing was, the video was on private.
So nobody like when we got it. The strike, it had been down for 6 to 8 months.
Uh-huh.
So you took the video down and then you got the strike?
Yeah.
Correct.
But did they send you something, then you took the video
no.
6 months?
No.
No.
We it was already down.
The strike 6 to 8 months after the video had been taken down.
So what made you take it down yourself?
Because we kind of changed the way the podcast was.
Oh, okay.
Like, because we were strictly political.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? Like, that's not really who we really are. Like, we involve politics in our conversation, but we don't, like Andrew and I, we don't talk politics 24/7. And it was like really kind of changing what we were becoming as people. We just got rid of it. We just changed it. Right. So, but we also in the back of our minds knew it was probably at the end of the day going to get flagged by somebody at YouTube and or Spotify as being controversial or misspreading information, which of course at the end of the day it did, but we thought removing it from platforms.
Yeah, it's weird if you removed it and then 6 to 8 months later, that's when.
I'm saying 6 to 8 because I'm being generous, but I think it was longer than that.
Probably longer, yeah.
Because this was when we were doing no video on YouTube. This was when it was.
And then it kind of just like felt like a year type thing.
When we right. When we started doing our. When we started doing our actual video podcast, which was sometime around this time last year, we deleted it.
Oh, okay.
So it was probably more like 10 months.
Oh, yeah. So then. And you just said you. How long ago did you get it?
My birthday was when we got the strike.
Oh, okay.
Right so. On or around my
birthday. It's just weird because the video was down already and they still got the strike. And with no clarification.
But I'm saying it was
that.
Down. It wasn't even up on Spotify. It wasn't available anywhere.
Yeah.
And then someone had a detailed report on my video. like
detailed.
Like on multiple points they gave us strikes on stuff that really shouldn't have a strike, but regardless.
When you have it private though, only who can see it?
Him.
Me and anybody I share the link to.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Weird, right? Someone snitched on you, right?
They could have, but that's what I'm. But
someone has
what
to be
happened.
Logged into his thing in order to see it.
But no, they couldn't even.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It was down. It was gone. It wasn't even private. It was gone. It was off the platform.
Someone could have reported your video
a long time ago.
Yeah. It just took them a while to review
right,
it. But
how would they even review?
And it could
it?
Be
I don't
someone
know.
You sent the link to. It could be.
I never sent a link to anybody.
No,
not those ones. No, not those ones. No, somebody would have had to like go onto one of my. Really, really early videos would have had to go then, right before I deleted everything, and probably found it then.
Damn, nice.
Because, I mean, I'm talking like if it had any views, maybe 5 to 7.
Damn.
I mean, I could be wrong with this, but I wonder if they like check like videos that people delete off their channel to see why they took
why
it
they
off.
Deleted it. They might.
That's what I'm feeling. So,
but why does that warrant giving me a strike?
I have no clue.
That's what that's
because you take
part.
It off anyway, but then they go and give you the strike anyway,
right? Yeah, so there's like there is no winning,
yeah, because I feel like they go back and they're like, oh, he took this certain video off his channel, let's go review it, see why he took it off,
right?
They review it, they see that, and then boom,
but I'm in trouble anyway,
yeah.
So, like, was I better off leaving it up?
Yeah,
like,
he took it off, he should have just left on because we would have took it off for him.
Exactly.
Anyway.
It would have given him a strike anyway. Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom. It's like the mafia, right? I didn't pay my dues. So, anyways, that's why. And very well, this might be our last strike on YouTube. This video right here. So, go head over to our Patreon. There's, like I said, nothing wrong with Spotify as of now. No issues over there. So, I'm gonna go head over there. Any other thoughts on this, Danny?
Nah, I got nothing. I already know the story, and I think we talked about it before. But like, that's just weird. Because, like, that makes no sense.
It really does.
Sorry, YouTube. Don't come after me for this, but it's just something that happened.
I don't know. Like, I mean, and that's another thing, too. Like, are they allowed? Not are they allowed, but, like, is it under their purview to come after me for talking about it?
Not really. Because a lot of YouTubers talk about it.
Like, when they got their strikes?
Yeah, they show what they were involved in. They show what the guideline was and what they got the video taken down for.
Yeah.
I thought you were allowed three strikes.
You're supposed to be allowed three strikes in memo, and if I can go back and find it, I'll go find it. Like, we had like a serious offense for spreading misinformation. So one more strike and I'm out.
Maybe so you have that strike maybe, on now. You have
it. I have it, and I cannot remove it.
Maybe there's certain strikes for guidelines. Maybe that specific one, you have two strikes, and the other ones are like three.
Yeah.
Could be.
No, I think that's the way that it's basically worded it out very strangely. Hmm. It was very odd.
That's weird.
Yeah, it didn't seem right.
No, I don't think YouTube.
Maybe somebody that like I went to school with works at YouTube. And maybe is, like secretly trying to get me down or something.
No, I don't think YouTube will give you another strike for this because they shouldn't. You're just talking about like what happened.
Yeah, I hope not. But like I said, either way,
just don't say the V word.
The V word?
Yeah,
I already said it.
V word got him. That's all I can really like.
It's weird. This is a weird situation.
The video you took off to see why you took it off.
Yeah. I had no idea. But either way, I'm going to go talk some shit. I'm kind of feeling a beer for tonight. So, gentlemen, say maybe some Jack. Not sure what I'm feeling. What are you feeling?
Just a cooling beer for me.
Cooling beer?
Maybe Danny wants some Jack.
We'll see what Danny wants. We'll let him shoot the shop. All right, everybody, catch you over on the Patreon. Everybody else, I'll see you maybe next week. Maybe not.
Peace.
Catch you.
I'ma make all these bitches say, damn, I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.